Welcome, welcome to our added on call portion today. Welcome to Satsang. Let's just take a deep breath and come into this beautiful present moment of silence. And allow yourself to drop into your core in the way that works best for you. Either feel yourself into the silence, into the peace, or into the luminosity, or into the structure that holds your body straight as you're sitting. When you sit quite straight and you allow yourself to kind of move back and forth just slightly, and you'll find that spot where the energy just holds you more than your muscles. You're becoming aware of the core as the energetic structure. Noticing how it drops deep into the infinite below and also expands far above you and essentially is everywhere. The infinity that you are, the eternity that you are. Just take a few deep breaths to open up the heart. And for the heart to truly open, we have to open the mind. We can do that energetically by bringing our attention to the center of the head. And just allowing the mind to peel open the whole brain like a big flower all around, like a big ball, a 360 flower that just peels open, relaxes, becomes spacious. Feeling yourself into the mind and just opening the mind into pure spaciousness, pure presence. And dropping down into the heart. Just allowing the awareness to rest deeper and deeper into the silent space somewhere within your heart. There's just you. There's even an absence of you. renouncing all identification with any thought, feeling, perspective, renouncing everything, dropping deep into the cave of the heart. Sometimes the silence, this stillness, isn't really in the chest, but is everywhere. It's all around. It doesn't have a location. It is. It just exists. Falling into that existence of silence, stillness. Very nice. Allowing everything to transmute all by itself. Very nice. So, a lot was going on before this particular second call today. It was like a huge cleanse that was going on. A lot of shuffling around of thoughts and feelings today, and very, very good. And there's a question here on the Q&A board that says that in the previous call with Louise, you mentioned to just sit. Please, can you explain what you mean by this? Okay. Meditation is really just sitting, but before we start to meditate, like the practice that you're given, there is a particular work involved. But then once you really just meditate, you're not doing anything. It's almost like you are being meditated. And so when Louise sits down, she just sits down and then she just sits. And in the sitting process, she drops away, or anybody else who is slipping into the core and is finding that stillness, you're just allowing the stillness to be there, or the light, and in that just allowing, there is there's a deepening or an expansion into your body, your mind, your feelings, everything's being infused and filled with that luminosity, that silence. Because when you walk and get engaged in life and talk, your mind is busy with focusing and playing this role and that we have in this life. And so in order to give that a break and to let the light and the peace suffuse you and your life, you have to sort of just let the mind and let just go and just let it kind of just fall apart and just open up, and it becomes more spacious, more quiet, more luminous. So we just sit to let that happen. It's like the best way to compare it is just going to sleep at night. We wouldn't be able to go through life without sleeping, because we cannot maintain the ego that long. The contraction, it takes a lot of effort. So when you're not, you know, your body needs to have the sleep. And once the enlightenment that is held in the body, less sleep is necessary. You can just sit and receive that rest. So a really good meditation will replace the sleeping or many hours of sleeping. So it's just taking a break. So you just sit. So I hope that explained that. So, okay. So I'm not going to repeat any of the details that maybe we discussed earlier today in the call. It was a long call, and it's already up to listen when you feel ready. So I'm just going to go into some of the questions here. The hands up, and the first person is in Toronto at 416. Hi, can you hear me? I unmuted you right now.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's that?
Hi.
Yes, yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Oh, hi there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. Hi. We just talked recently. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
So, of course, I'm calling to connect. But
yes.
Also, like everybody else, because it's so nice to sit, you know, with you and with the group. So it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also have one or two questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working with Module 2.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, you know, I catch myself that my mind is drifting and I'm being pulled by stories and different things, I come back into my core.
Good.
So my question is, if I could ask you, Arthima, to feel into my field and actually check if I am in my core, because that's what I'm thinking, but maybe I'm somewhere else.
Well, I always ask yourself the question, am I suffering right now? Are you suffering right now?
I don't think so.
And can you, this is the thinking, so you don't think so. Can you check, really? Because the mind can't really experience it. You can have mental suffering, that's correct, but is there maybe a feeling suffering? Is there suffering deep in the body? Is there somewhere where you're suffering? Scan yourself.
I know that my chest feels tight.
Okay, you can be neutral to it, then you're not suffering, but are you reacting to it, and is this a problem?
No.
Good, then you're not suffering. And when you're not suffering, you're in your core.
All right.
Does this resonate with you? I want you to know this for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
However, I was telling you that normally I feel a lot of tension and nervousness. Can I feel that and still be in my core?
Yes.
Because it really doesn't
yes.
bother me.
It's yes.
around me, but I don't care about
yes.
it.
That's
okay.
it. That's it. Yes. Yes.
All right.
I love it. No, beautiful. You know why, Catherine? Because, you know, just imagine, I always use a very dramatic example. If you're free, you go out there and it's snowing and it's freezing cold, it's minus 20. Of course you're going to feel minus 20, right? You're going to feel, oh my God, I need a coat. You're still going to feel things, but you're not suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that simple. Enlightenment, or let's say the awakened state is a place where you don't suffer anymore. But you feel things. In fact, you feel things even more. But as you become more and more enlightened, there is a buffer at some point, and then you actually are, when the energies of the world around you hit you, they get burnt up right away. But that happens later. The more light you carry, it's direct scientific relationship to how much light you carry. They just, things hit and they get burned up.
Okay.
Yeah. So things are already burning up inside you. I can feel there's a certain amount of stuff that's already burning up because it's not hitting you anymore. It's just going, it's just because there's, you're not suffering. There's, you're in a place of emptiness. It just moves right through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Perfect.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Was there another question? Okay.
I just said because I feel this tightness, but so when I sit and meditate, when my attention goes down into my heart, I do feel mm-hmm. it's tight, but my feeling is that it's some stuff that's going to move and shift and I'll be fine.
Yes, that's right. Earlier, and I don't know if you heard this earlier conversation, is that when you are free and you're not suffering, then you can even, you know, take care of it if you feel like it. If it arises that you maybe do some breathing or you put your hands there or you process, whatever you want to do. But you don't have to if you have a sense that, oh, it'll just shift. You forget about it. You know, if you can forget deeply enough, then it doesn't exist. So it'll just open up and it just disappear because it's just a memory that it's a little deeper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you don't have to do anything about it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Great.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay. Good. Then there's somebody I can't. It's anonymous and it's hands up. I'm not sure who that is. Is that in Australia somewhere? No. Hello. Who's that?
Hello. It's Angela. It's Angela.
Angela. Oh, hi there. Yes, yes. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Angela.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't got a question. I just wanted to connect.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's just sit for a moment, connect here. Starting to feel more alert?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you still very tired?
Yeah.
It's okay. What's the opposite of tired?
Awake.
Okay. Let's just say that you're neither one of those. You're neither awake nor tired. You are the light. The light is what it is. Take a deep breath. Does it feel better in the heart? Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now we have Katya in Alberta. Hello.
Hello, Rachima.
Hi there.
I just wanted to connect. I raised my hand earlier this morning, but since there was too many hands, so I just decided to lower it.
Oh, thank you. I think I saw that. Okay. Yeah, it was a lot, right? We had a long call.
Yeah.
Okay, just let's sit here for a moment. lot of stuff moving through you, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay, you're just letting it all happen, right?
Yes. Sometimes you feel like a pressure coming through my body and going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like it's moving. I don't know what's moving, but something is moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Okay, I want you to, you don't have to do anything, it's more me talking to you. I want you to see yourself more directly. It's almost like I'm talking to you as consciousness. Look directly. Look at yourself completely.
Like from there. A distance?
It already happened. Did you notice it right now? Did you notice the change?
Yes, right now, yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
I feel my lower part as well. Before it was just upper part, but somehow I feel the legs as well.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Good.
Okay,
let's leave it at that. Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. 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 Now we have at 44207. Who's that?
Oh, hi, is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Who are you?
Kim Russell, hi.
Hi, Kim. Oh, I haven't really talked to you at all on these calls. Oh, that's great. That's perfect. Okay. So a lot came up for you today. Just tell me.
Yes.
So, do you have a question or maybe a comment? I just connect.
Yes, thank you very much for your comments on my post.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for the comment about the ego, because I hadn't seen it that way at all. It was somehow separate. Mm-hmm. If it was humorous, it wasn't ego.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for saying that you'd speak to me more about God to awakening.
Yeah, that's right. Wonder if you're cutting out a little bit, but I think I got everything you said. Yes, you know that you actually remember your experience you had?
Yeah.
You remember that, right? It was a few months ago, right? And let's see if you can actually backtrack. Do you remember that there was a part of you that was trying to get it?
Yeah.
What happened? What was that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. That is the ego. That is the part that is still referencing what's going on, and that needs to go. And then it's permanent. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
Because as long as you're referencing, that's ego. Ego is something that's it's other, that is looking at what's happening. That's through the mind. There's a duality there. And so because ego doesn't order to understand, it wants to capture it, it wants to reproduce it, it wants to talk about it. But for the ego to actually, to you as consciousness, to let go of that contraction, because ego is like it's like something that gets bunched together. It's like contraction in consciousness. So for that, for you to say, it doesn't matter, I forget myself, it's like an ego death. So,
yes.
So, and nothing to hold on here for me. I completely offer it all up. And that, in that moment, the ego has a chance to dissolve and to be part of the experience. And then when the ego reconfigures as a tool in life, it's going to be different because it was dipped into the eternity.
Yes. That makes complete sense. Thank you. Yes, I've just realized now that back in the summer, I was in the moment, but then at the same time, I was always trying to describe it to myself. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and you realize how much suffering that cost you, right?
It's huge amounts,
Yeah, because once you have seen it, once you've experienced it, the suffering gets stronger, and it's good. It puts so much pressure on it because you are so aware that this is not working, but then trying really hard in all directions out, and this is really painful. So it's really, really bad. It's worse, the pain, right, than before, even. Would you say so?
Yes, definitely, because it was, I saw it and I couldn't hold on to it at the same time, but I didn't know what to
do about
it.
That's right. Yeah. I told you just wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So I'll repeat. Yeah, good, but it's all part of the journey. So sometimes we have to hear it several times.
Yeah.
And because your strength you have, you see, you have a bit of a survivor in you through your upbringing. So that survivor is very tenacious. It's good to actually do this work in the first place, but it also is your enemy. The other side of the coin is that it just doesn't want to let go because it helped you survive, and it is so powerful. It has proven to you. It's like very successful people. They have a very, very hard time waking up because everything reflects to them that what they've done has brought success in the world. Why would they let that go? It would be dumb, right? So for you is to really put your attention over and over again on that which was freedom for you. You had several experiences. One was a lot of golden light or the emptiness or whatever that was. Whatever appears in your field of awareness when you try to remember, your remembrance of the experience is like a mantra. And you can actually fall through that and deepen that again and morph with it as it keeps changing and shifting and do refrain completely, utterly, completely of trying to figure this out. Your ego needs to go.
Yes.
Because it cannot be part of it. It cannot. In fact, it's not even real. Just don't think it's an idea. So it just doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Whatever you need to have in order to function or to know, it'll be all there. Way better than you can imagine right now. You just will know stuff. You don't know why you know it.
Oh, yes. It's like I know you before, but it's like I'm hearing it for the first time. Thank you. That's just lots of falling into place.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and because do a lot of processing again about your childhood stuff, anything that comes up, you know, and you've had some challenges this year also with your arm and all that, just really collapse it, because with the if the early childhood programming and all the pains there, if they're too heavy, it's too difficult to let go, you know, it's really helps. So just kind of make that your practice as well. So is your practice clear? Just go back to the freedom that you have, meditate on that, and just clear everything that comes up that is sort of painful for you, and then just that's it. And when your mind comes and wants to figure things out, shove it aside. Shut it down. At this point, you shut it down. This is not true for everybody else, but for you, you shut it down. You shut your mind down. Each time a thought arises, you shut it down. Yeah? Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll talk again in 21 days. Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye, Kim. Okay, bye. Okay, so we have Vilma again. Hi there.
Hi there. After speech this afternoon, I started to realize a lot is going on in my field that I don't comprehend. And I know I don't have to comprehend it, but I don't know if I'm being reconfigured. Let me just explain. When I connect with the third eye, when I go into meditation, all my eyes are become awakened, and I can and there's such a bright light in my physical eyes, and it feels like little rods are in my eyes that are as bright as can be. But meanwhile, I have night blindness at night. I can't drive in the evenings because I can't see. And so the physical eyes are so alive and bright. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk about going into the heart, I don't really normally feel my heartbeat. But going into the heart, I feel such a strong, strong banging in my chest, strong heartbeat. So the whole physical body is waking up. And then I realized when I got made the mistake today with the time of the call, I'm looking at things and I'm not seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the information is there, and it takes me multiple times over and over and over and over again before it's really penetrating, which is totally opposite of what it's ever been like that. And even when I go into meditation and the mind starts to try to distract me, I decided that I'm going to converse with and pictures, and all these pictures start showing up, and I realize again the mind is trying to find a way to interfere with me and sabotage me. So what is happening? I mean, my whole physical body is reshaping in some manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as the light goes deeper and into the physical body, and that's part of the new earth that we're in, like I bring the samadhi into the body. It's not really like the true classical way of leaving the body. We're not sitting in cross-legged and lotus and going out the crown chakra. We're really the way we're doing it, and this is something we're going to go deeper into in the later modules, but it's to bring the awareness and the light into the body. And the body is really your mind, right? We always say body is mind. It's dense apart, the density mm-hmm. part of it. And so the mind is just pictures and thoughts and sensations. So as the light goes in, it starts to unglue. The fire is burning off the densities. They all arise. They arise to the different layers, and they come up into the subtler mind, and then you see them, or you feel them, or you dream about it, or you feel literally lots of physical sensations that are energetic, and then you know that you're in a, you can call it a clearing process, really. You're in a transition, and so that's when I always suggest do the Kapalbhati, do something to clear things through faster, because it can be sometimes unpleasant, because it can be very distracting, I find, that if it's so much going on, then you just kind of push it through faster until it's more quiet and you can see, and you know the road is clear, right? And you just have more of that, you know, feels better to be empty.
Yeah, because it just feels, when I recognize it this afternoon, it feels like the entire body is going through a total transformation from anything
yes.
I've known before.
Yes, yes, you will be completely. We see because I radiate, I'm like a radio station, right? I radiate out
mm-hmm.
a certain signature of the eternity through this configuration as Aratima. Is radiating out a particular kind of set of skills and talents, and it is very strong in physical transformation into the turning the body into light. So everybody who maps, when you sit with me, you are mapping yourself according to that. And if there is a tendency for you to resonate with that part, you will pick that up and map yourself. And it gets very easy. It's just like absorbing it very simply. So obviously it's something, and I've noticed it already a long time ago when we talked a few earlier times, is that there's a lot of that going on with you. So, and so yeah, it's beautiful, and just let it happen, and meditate, keep meditating on the light, right? Just go deeper into it. Yeah,
yeah.
You are light. You are light.
I know that, and when Trump, you know, that I had texted you when Trump got in. My dream that night is I must be all light, because light is was going to take me out of the duality, and it's going to burn, and no one's going to see you because the light is going to be so bright.
Nobody's going to see whom?
The physical. In other words,
yeah,
the light
yeah.
is going to be so bright.
Yeah.
So no one can attack you or whatever they're going to do on the old pattern.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there is light that has an opposite. The spiritual light has an opposite. But the light we're talking about here is the grace light. It appears
right.
as the brightest light. Or once, or when it's not moving, when it's not a movement, it's called what I call it the clear light. It has no movement. It's almost like an absence and emptiness. So yeah, it's it has no opposite. It is the source of the dark and the bright light. Really, it's the source of duality.
Okay, so what I was picking up, I was correct because and then when you were telling me, when you texted me about my daughter and you said becoming the light and. And I had already had gotten that. All of a sudden that morning, I saw the sword that Archangel Michael had given me when I was at Lake Louise. I was walked through the dimensions in Lake Louise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given this huge, huge light sword, which I didn't know what to do with. So I stuck it in my heart, and now all of a sudden it appeared in my hand.
Do you know that Archangel Michael is rooted in Alberta? Do you know that by the any chance?
I knew he was in Lake Louise.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't know anything. I went to her seminar there with Patty Coda Robles, and I was walking up to one of the places up, and I actually walked through a membrane that was a dimension. I kept going back and forth because I couldn't believe it. And then this huge arm, like 10 feet, the arm was like 10 feet, handed me a sword.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is there a question about it or confusion?
No, it was reawakened and put in my hand yesterday. And so when you gave me the information last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So all the pieces seem to be coming together.
Okay, good. If it gives you joy and more freedom, that's beautiful. You know, rest in that.
Yes, it's making me comprehend on a whole different
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. And we have Winnie in Hong Kong. How are you? Hello, Winnie.
Hello.
Hi there. It's somehow. Okay. I unmute. Here you go.
No,
there you got. Yeah. There you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's very muffled. I'll try my best to understand what you're saying. Try to be very close to the microphone, please. Thank you.
Okay. Early on, I wrote in about I have a lot of difficulty getting online, stay online. And I couldn't get into the Facebook account that I opened on the module one. And I was asking about, apart from the technical part I need to work on, is there any other things I need to work on? But listening to all the others, I actually have another more pressing question I'd like to ask. At this point, what sort of ego I'm having that I need to work on?
What part of the ego you have to work on? What did you say?
Yeah. Yes. So I just want to ask, is there a ego part of me that I'm not aware of that I need to pay more attention to?
Okay. Well, let's just sit here for a moment. What I see with you is that you are the piece of information that's important for you is to know that you must not look for anything. There's nowhere to go. Allow yourself right now to just be Winnie, just you right here, right now. Is that easy to do, or is there something that comes up for you that causes some stress?
At this moment, this very particular moment, I feel very emotional, but normally it's easy for me to do that.
Right now you're feeling emotional. Okay, good. So I'm just helping you. Yeah, we're just going to drop deeper, right? Take a deep breath. And just allowing the heart to open more, just allowing yourself to come, dropping a little bit more from the head into the heart. The ego is made out of lots of thoughts and feelings and emotions and a description of the world. You have a particular description of the world that is what your world is, and you fit into that. And just for a moment, knowing that that description is not accurate, it doesn't define who you are, nor does it ever and will ever point to the freedom that you are. This description was given to you by the world around you, by your parents, and it is actually not useful. It was useful to help you get started in this physical body, but now it's not useful. The only thing that's useful is to be still and to behold yourself without looking for yourself. And to acknowledge the feelings and everything that arises inside you as being just perfect, that you are very loved and just perfect just as you are. How are things now?
So there's a lot of tears and there's a blockage on my throat, and there was something releasing around the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. And are you now, let's go a little deeper into discernment. Are you aware that there is that which is aware of it, and then there is the blockage? Are you aware that there's two of you?
No. Not at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, okay, let me ask you again. You are aware of a blockage and energy moving around. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Good. So who is that one that is aware of that?
I understand now. Yes. Yes.
Good. So just be that alone. Just that. Be that. Just that which is aware. Be the awareness, just the awareness alone. And notice that I'm that right here with you. There is actually no separation between the awareness that you think is your awareness and the one that's sitting over here. Can you tell that there's just one awareness? Don't think about it. Don't think about it. No, don't look. Don't look. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath.
It's a lot of emotion coming up, so I was having a little bit of difficulty to stay in space.
The emotions are very distracting. That's right. Because there's attachments. You see, when there's attachment, because you're thinking you're being the emotions, then in this module specifically, Winnie, in the third module, is a beautiful example. You're just letting the emotions come up, and you're remaining present with it. You are the awareness that's aware of the emotions, right?
Understand.
It can be very stormy.
Yes, understand.
Just let it be stormy. It's yep. Beautiful. It is what it is. Doesn't matter if emotions are little or big. It's like, wow, it's all this energy moving. All this energy is moving. Let it move. Allow yourself to just let it move. It moves through, and it's just fine. There you go. Deep breath here. It's changing.
I feel that the tightness on my throat ease off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So now, coming back to your original question, how to help this ego part is that make the sensations and the feelings not as important as the one that's aware of it. You are more important than the sensations and feelings. Because I'll tell you something that's not a secret. There'll be always something moving through the body. Always. It'll never stop. There'll be always something. It's going to be, it's like doing dishes your whole life. There's always a dirty plate. And once you've done the dishes, another dirty plate. It just never ends. So focus more on who you are. You have to be able to walk away and not do the dishes all the time. You have to be able to just rest in you as awareness. Yeah, otherwise we go crazy, right?
Yeah.
You understand? Do you can feel that? Yeah, I could feel laughing. Yeah. Yeah. So you're just awareness. Just rest for a moment, the peace and the awareness. And it's okay that there are things in the throat and all this. And maybe it opens up during the call or not, or tomorrow, and trusting that it just will move because it has to. It has to move. There's enough energy even to create the push to move it. And you as awareness, if you let it move and don't hold on to it, don't try to fix it, it will move.
Yep.
Is this giving you peace? Is this giving you peace?
Yes. It certainly helps. And I've been taking that approach, just observe and not to react, and just trying to just do my practice and do the just bring in as much light as I could hold and peace at the time.
Uh-huh.
And but like you said, there's always a dish to wash. So then more challenge lately, and so then make it, and then just bring up another way. So but I was surprised to learn that I was a part of the world that was infused by my parents that I thought I had worked with, but obviously haven't done completely.
You know, don't focus too much on the past. The past is all mind. It's all stuff in the mind.
Yeah.
It's all story. That's not who you are. You don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to do all that. Focus, because I can see you got a lot of imprints on healing. Forget that for a moment. This is about waking up. Waking up, it's like when you wake up in the morning and you had a dream, even if it's a pretty or a bad dream, you don't go up and start, you know, taking care of the dream. It's not even real anymore. You just get up, go take a shower and brush your teeth, have breakfast. The dream doesn't matter. So just remember, everything that you think of and remember is just, it's not the truth. So put your attention more on right here and right now, and you as awareness. Just do the practices and stay present with what is joyful for you.
Can you explain a little bit about the truth?
What about it?
Is that every moment when I'm paying attention to that very moment, just observing that is the truth?
The truth is your core. Truth is infinity. Truth is peace, absent of ego. It's different words. When you're in observation to something, you're actually split. You have to be the observer and that which is being observed at the same time. There's some people call it being in the zone, right? Remember we used that word initially, like an artist, or you're engaged in this present moment, and the observer and the action and that which you're engaging with all collapses, and you're just doing things, and time suddenly seems to just kind of be stretchy or shorter or longer, and you're just happy, you know.
I understand.
Okay, let's next time we're on the call again, I'd like to talk to you again, just even if you just connect. Okay, we'll just kind of help you deepen that a bit.
Sure.
All right, Winnie. Okay,
thank
all right
you.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, now we have B. Hi there. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Connect.
Okay.
And then just want to relate to one question that Kim mentioned to you earlier. You mentioned that successful people, very difficult for them to get awakened.
What's the question about it?
Ego question. Does that mean that awakened people are never not likely to be rich?
I love that question. Well, I'm not, you know. No, the other way around. Let's think about the people that are still, let's say, in power, people that are successful in the third paradigm of way that are unawakened. There's a lot of people like that, right? they're not interested in waking up because they have received the feedback from the world and the and got lauded, you know, they got praised for being rich and fitting into the glamour of the third paradigm. So why would they seek awakening? Maybe something bad happens to them, something shocking, and then, you know, they might kind of reconsider the situation. But otherwise, there's no reason for them to let go. It's too joyful. They have good karma, what we consider good karma. But when you are enlightened, when you are awake, of course you can become rich. But this is interesting because this is coming up in later module. I have an MP3 on that. What I talk about is it has to do with energy management. I have put most of my energy that I accumulated through meditation into finding this or experiencing the truth, the reality of all there is, because I could have used the energy to make a lot more money or become very successful. I'm very smart. I had a lot of opportunities. I can, if I want to, use this energy and become very successful. I mean, I can go into politics. I can do all kinds of things because of the ability of so much awareness. I can shape and mold myself the way I want. But like with money, it's like where just throw it up. Or do you build up? Can you help me? You hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, but I think you got a little disconnection problem a little while ago.
A little while ago. So I was thinking, did you hear that I said that there's a certain amount of energy you accumulate that you then choose to
Yes.
either put toward your state or you put it into worldly matter. It either goes inward, the energy, or outward. Where are you going to put your currency? And it's your choice. So once you are free, you will find that, as we spoke earlier in the earlier call, you will find that you will let life move through you and it will express itself in just ways that might make a lot of money or not, but you don't care because you're so happy. You will always have more than enough. And if it's meant for you to have a lot of money because it's useful for the service to the world, then you will have that. You know what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about if you make the intention that, you know, when you get rich and then you're going to be able to, you want to service the world and humanity as well?
You want to do service for the world and humanity? You can do that, but that has nothing to do with being free. It's just another project.
Oh, let's say we work hand in hand.
Can it work in hand? The ego can't make this up, B. This is all pre-configured. You're thinking about this. This is not has nothing to do with knowing who you are and true freedom. It has nothing to do because there isn't two things. There isn't the light and the freedom and then the world. It's the same thing. So either you awaken it or not. But first you have to, you know, if they're suffering, some people don't like to suffer. They say, I want to wake up out of it and then live without suffering. And others say, well, I don't mind if I suffer a lot because, you know, I think I can manage it. And then they're driven to live in the dream and work with that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a choice. But the choice, you have to have reached a certain level in your incarnations to actually come to the place where you actually have the options to choose. Most people don't even know they have the option. You have grace to actually have that choice. That's also a level of maturity that comes in, where you come to this crossroad where you realize, oh my God, I actually have a choice to know myself and to not live according to the law that is to the collective, you know, maelstrom of the unconscious.
Okay, so sorry about this. So knowing my situation right now, can you shed some light? What should I do?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So sorry.
As No, it's okay. You know, because you see, I know what you're doing, you know. As the guru, I will say that you have to just get past this, the judgment of it, and totally accept it. Really bite into the situation and totally accept it, and process all the reactions and the fears and your ideas and dreams, and don't hold on to anything. Because I can see you holding on very strongly to a lot of things in your life. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Can you feel it? You're holding on very tight. So you see, calling me guru and then holding on that tight doesn't go together. It's not working. Okay. Do you know why? Do you know why? Look at it. What does that mean?
I have not made my choice between the spiritual and the material world.
Yes, and because you're not understanding that they're not separate.
I think I understand, but I refuse to accept it.
Yeah, I know you do. And why is that? You see, if you want, look closer. Why is the refusal there?
The ego.
Yeah. Okay.
And the pride.
Uh-huh. And the what?
Pride.
Pride, yeah. So why call me guru if you have pride and ego?
Because I still want you to be my guru. Because I knew you are the one when I first knew about the course.
Well, you know, I can't do anything with pride. You're not there. You see, you who you are, love itself is covered with pride and ego. So there's nobody there. I can't. You're not presenting yourself to me as who you are. I just have. You see what it is. There's no work here. But good thing is that you're bringing it up and are honest with it. So, but you still have to choose. Nothing happens because it's all your free will. I'm just there to point and you can make the choice or not.
Okay, I got you.
You got me?
I have to be truthful to you.
Yeah, and to yourself. You have to be truthful to yourself. You have to go into, have a little powwow. What is it truly? Go deep into your heart and just really, really look at it. And then also acknowledge the fear. There's fear there. There's fear. There's a lot of conditioning you carry. So all of that, you cannot go through the eye of the needle with all this baggage. Yeah, nothing can come with you. Everything falls away. And whatever is meant for you to remain with you after you wake up will be there. In fact, it's just different. Everything will be there. Everything. You see, people always think that the ego can only, the ego is like a cup of water. And people don't want to let go of that little bit of water in the cup. And there's this whole ocean. You will have everything. The whole world will be yours. The kingdom of existence will be yours, and you will have access to everything. And it will be coming to you at the right time. When you're an ego, you will make your own schedule. I want this, and I want this at this time. I want my house then, I want this. And then you schedule it in, and you use all your effort and that little bit of energy that was given to you at birth in order to make that happen. And it's just so limited, you see? Well, when you just drop that and say, like a baby, it'll all come to me, you know. Food comes, diapers come, clothes comes, outings come, all at the right time. Because mommy knows when she, you know, the great divine mother of the universe will give you whatever you need at the right time. Then you can actually enjoy life. You don't have to work so hard.
Okay. I want to be the water, the drop of water in the ocean.
Yeah. And all the abundance is in that. You'll get all the money you need. And it's fun. Once you're awake and you feel spurred to make a lot of money, you do it. I'm okay. I'll be very honest. I have no secrets. I decided at some point because I am planning to offer people to come to me to stay with me for a week or 3 weeks or even 3 months, you know. The thing is that I need a place, and I have never had family for a long time. I've been on my own my entire life. So the thing is that I have always been able to materialize money when it's needed. And then I just decided, well, let's make more. Let's see if I can make more. And so I basically put it out there and I put a certain amount of energy into it. But I'm also cautious. I will never extend myself. It has to be in alignment with truth. And it has to be coming from a place of spirit. And then it works, you know. It just and I made more than that. And so if you are allowing yourself to be free first and then you portion a certain amount of energy for making money, you can do it, and it's way easier. It's way easier than before awakening. Because before awakening it's all karmic anyway. Some people try and they never make a lot of money. Because it's they're too stuck in their karmas, right? What you're experiencing right now is a karmic event.
Yeah, that's what I thought exactly. Then when I saw the words, we are going to experience all the karmas in this life, I was so worried.
What I said earlier this morning, that all the karmas, well, you have a certain amount of karma that you decided to tackle in this life, and you chose that, and that's what will unfold for you, yes. But there's nothing to worry about. There's good karmas and bad karmas. There's events that are pleasant and those that are unpleasant. And the only thing why they're called karmas is because there's suffering attached to it. You can suffer excitement and good karmas, and you can suffer things that are more unpleasant. But this is why you practice to be detached, so the karmas move through you like food. It just goes right through you, right? You know, it's just, it's okay. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. I mean, it's the mind distorts things, you know? It's not really the way you think it is, you know?
Yeah. I went through that the other day, so I totally understand where you're coming from. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye. Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Blessings. Bye. Okay. We have somebody in Chicago. Hi, Chicago. Caller on a cell phone. Yes. Hello there. Hi.
Oh, hi. It's Anita Chichester.
Hi, Anita. Oh, good. Okay. How are you? Yes.
I am doing well. I may get a little emotional, but that's okay. Was on the call earlier and processing, so wanting to connect. Kind of noticing as I felt into the group that I'm not alone with the processing.
Was this mainly regarding the election? Is that what I remember?
Yeah. The election,
what
and
is
I think...
This?
Tapping in my the mother vibe that I have, I think is feeling too much the angst of the world that's going on right now. And I know in the truth that it's things that need to be uncovered are being uncovered. You know, the shadow sides are being opened so they can be healed. I get that. But I guess it's still.
You need more power,
sometimes
Anita.
Sometimes it's a little raw. Yeah.
I know. This is what I spoke earlier with Joanne. More in the belly. Bring your meditate more on the navel and the dantian, because otherwise you will be swept away. It's too painful. You need to have more power, because the mother also has power. She's not just sensitivity and softness. So yeah, I'm gonna pull you down a little bit more. Just more into the navel.
Beautiful. Yes.
Feels better. Can you feel that?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, tapping into mother power would feel a lot better right now.
Yeah, and it's needed, right? Yeah, because you know, people have to stay stable, and also, once you got the power really and you're stable, then slowly go climb up the way all the way into the mind, into the presence, and just know that there's a lot of judgment. Even collapse that there's right and wrong. Because you're getting caught in that too. Can you see that?
Oh, yes.
you're not seeing the light, right? Who sees Donald Trump as the light? Everybody looks at him as like the person, right? So, and that's still the dream. So, and it feels very real, but yeah, that's it. Much beautiful. Are you doing great? See how simple?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, and I can tap into that with moments. And I, through the course, have had times of great flow where it's just like hard to put into words how it feels, how deep it goes and how high it goes. And it's so simple. I mean, it's like, you know, when you get to it, it's just so simple.
Yeah.
it would make it hard. So it's been an incredible process, an incredible journey, and I'm very grateful. But
Do you want to take it deeper?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're ready. I'm just going to be still for a moment. Just be here. A little bit of a emotion there. You don't have to act it out. You just want to go right through it. You feel that, right? Kind of pierce right through it. History in the country, or like you've been several generations in the country. Anita?
You might my ancestors?
Yeah, like, is you're not this generation?
Yes.
Are you?
You're breaking up.
Okay. My question was, you have your parents and your grandparents, they all were born in the United States. You're
yes.
not a new immigrant. That's right. You
That's
have several
That's
generations.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, several generations.
You can see I can see ancestors pulling your crown chakra over to the left. So your ancestors are very, they kind of give you some truth. So a lot of the emotions comes from them.
Sure.
So which is your identity, your lineage. So in this moment, it's like free yourself from that. You are not this body. You are not an American. You are the light, your eternity. You don't belong to anything.
Right.
So I'm speaking these words, just allow it to lift that kind of things are starting to change, right?
Yes, very much.
It was some kind of contract, too. We're talking psychic stuff here, but there was a contract as well. And I think you are have an invitation now after this call to kind of revisit what is it really, who you are, what is it really you want, and it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the journey for you.
Wow, cool. Okay.
Mm. Can you feel the freedom right now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. Good job.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're
okay.
welcome. Wonderful. Okay. And we have Jen on the phone right now. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Radhima.
Hi there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Beautiful. Okay.
It's nice to speak to you. I'm actually just got a little bit nervous before. And felt some burning in my navel area, so yay.
Okay.
I'm not sure fully why I'm connecting. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. Part of that there has
my sister-in-law passed away, and we received the news earlier this week. And I'm okay with that. But the circumstances around it were a little bit, you know, hard mm-hmm. for my mother-in-law and my husband to handle. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed in that and a lot of the family things that have happened, and I can relate it back to your work about and what we're doing here about when we put projections out to other people, because one of the sister's projections actually became real, in fact. And I'm going, wow, you know, we have to be really aware of those projections and where our mind goes and where it's resting.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed also since then, just prior to getting the news, when I was sitting in meditation, my mind has been busy and it's been really something I've had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been for a while. It gets very busy and I have to stop it, and sometimes I don't catch it for very long. But just prior to getting the news of Margaret's passing, I noticed that I was in meditation and I was slipping between the different areas organically, and I was quite okay with that. But since then, I just don't really feel I've meditated very well at all, and I don't know what that's about.
You're thinking about her, right?
I don't know if I'm overly thinking about her. I'm probably more my attention would go to my mother-in-law, who's very distraught, and even though I'm not upset about her passing, it's something that's happened. If my mother-in-law gets upset, I find I have tears, which is natural.
Let me make it very easy. When you meditate, you have to shut out all this thinking. You can't think during meditation. You open yourself up to all kinds of trouble and energies. Yeah, this is not meditation. You are causing a lot of havoc in your energy field.
Yeah.
So if you want to think and contemplate and process emotions and things, that's okay. Do it outside of meditation. But when you sit and meditate, you are focusing and concentrating on being still. Either you look at your yantra or whatever works for your breath or something, and just be still.
I knew I wasn't meditating, and that's what I couldn't figure what was going on.
Yeah, because I can feel into your field. You're a little messy right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
You feel that. And it's not good, because you're opening yourself up. And then especially when somebody died and you bring your attention to this person, you're opening yourself up to the astral and all this stuff comes in, and you're wondering why you're running around maybe with 30 dead people in your aura. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So anything else? That's the main part. Is that clear?
I think it's clear.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll listen again.
Yes. Okay. Just sit, meditate, quiet, still, do some breathing, love yourself. Okay. Love it. Breathe.
Okay.
Breathe. Love yourself. You're okay. Can you feel that? You don't feel okay right now? Can you feel that?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're okay. You're okay. Yeah. Why are you not okay? Why do you think you're not okay?
Possibly a habit.
Yeah. We can just stop. It's just a habit, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of thought coming in right now that's very harsh. Yeah. So right now in this moment, just take another deep breath. And just know that you're love. This is the love module anyway, so it's going to come up. And just knowing that all this harshness and this habit and this self-rejection and just running around inside is all just stuff. It's not who you are. Yeah. Okay. Don't run away. I still love you.
Thank you.
just you're trying to run out of the door. just want to love you for a moment. Yeah, just breaking that habit. Yeah, that's it. Just being here, no reason. I don't want anything from you. Just be here. That's all. Beautiful. Thank you, Jen. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Okay. So we have Anonymous on a web link, I think. Hello?
Hello. Hi, it's Deborah.
Yeah. Deborah, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, whew, that last call was so beautiful.
My heart. Yeah, so sweet, right? I know. She has such sweet heart. Hello?
I've been experiencing a lot of that sweetness. Like, I just feel just only waves of just love and fluidity and clear space and so beautiful.
But nice.
It is. And then I ask myself, am I awake? Is this what awake is? And then my mind says, no, that's just, you're just in apathy. You're not feeling anything.
That's funny.
I think I'm feeling some things, and you know. So,
well, as long as the question arises, there is no weakness, because you know it's like this doesn't come up,
yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. So for a while, I think I can. I think it seems like I am.
Mm.
And if I just drop out of that questioning.
Mm. Yeah, you spend a lot of time in presence, right? You're in a place where you're not suffering. There's a lot of space, a lot of freedom. Good. And then there's this part that is aware of all of that, right? That part is the ego. And so allow yourself to even not care about it, because the caring part is what keeps it, what I talked to Kim Russell about, it keeps it sort of, keeps you in separation, in this apparent separation. So just, it's almost like, you don't matter. Don't matter so much. Sacrifice your entire presence to life itself. Offer it up. Offer it up. Offer your being up to life. Show up without anything in it for you. Not a kernel of self-interest. Just offer yourself up. This is a true unconditional way of loving and living. Yeah. Can you feel that?
Oh, that's quite a big shift.
Nice. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for receiving. Yeah. Beautiful. That's it. Beautiful. You're still shifting. For everybody on the call, it's beautiful. Nice.
Oh.
It's different now, right?
Yes. Yes, it's very different.
Just enjoy it. Yeah, just enjoy it and just go on with your life until something else arises. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Wonderful. Okay, so I'm just quickly checking if there's another question. Okay, I see that with Winnie and all, we already talked. Okay, good. Okay, beautiful. So let's just close our eyes, or if we're not already closed, and just be here in the silence and just allow all these words and everything to wash through, just dropping into that which is matters more, most, the essence of life. The stillness that you are, the love that you are already. Thank you. And wow, what a beautiful heart space. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Much love. Thank you. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.